As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Okay, let's get you set up for the draft tonight. David has combed all the latest and greatest reports, all of the rumors, all of these NFL insiders. Oh, God, after today, we get to get rid of all of them. Let's do it. It's time for football today.
That's right, guys. It is draft day, so you're right. Everybody has something. Well, many times they think it's something, but most times it's not. Let's see if this is something or nothing. And this is from Diana Rossini. She talks about how Sean McVay and Les Snead were not happy that they didn't get Brock Bowers last year. So the report says, expect the Rams to once again show interest in the tight end and try to trade up for Colston Loveland.
Something. I can see that happening. Yeah. Stafford, last go around. Let's get him as many toys as we can. Make one final push. Yeah. The Penn State
Tyler Warren
will be off the books by then. So, yeah, Loveland will be the next best tight end. Yes.
Teams in Super Bowl windows can make desperate moves. Your quarterback's a million years old and you're paying him $1 billion. If you feel the tight end unlocks the last piece of the offense, especially with Cooper Kupp gone, the hell am I going to say? Yeah, I'm in.
This next one makes total sense, but it's easier said than done. Everyone wants to trade back, correct? Everyone wants to do that. The Vikings only have 4 selections in this year's draft, and we've talked about it before, where a team may want to trade back up into the first round to get a quarterback. Well, the report says, if Shedeur Sanders last past the Steelers, look at the 24th pick with the Vikings as a major spot that teams may trade back into the first round to get. Does that make sense?
No, not for Shedeur, it doesn't. I'd take Jackson Dart ahead of him. Hell, I'd take Milroe ahead of him. Milroe's got the single biggest skill of any of these quarterbacks. If you want to rank, all right, arm strength, cerebral progressions, accuracy, the running ability. Jalen Milroe's ability with his legs trumps any singular ability of any other quarterback in the draft. I'm not telling you it's going to work. I'm just telling you I'd rather take a guy that's got one outer space ability than, like, Shedeur, to me, doesn't have an elite arm, doesn't have elite processing, doesn't have elite mobility, learned a lot of bad habits at Colorado. Oh, and his dad's a jerk. All right, yeah, I'm good. I'm all set.
David, I would say it's something, at least for the Vikings' perspective, I don't think they're going to make that pick. I think that any and everybody will move into that spot. Heck, that could be the spot if you're the Lions. If you see somebody and you don't want to wait to 28th, then you'll move up with Minnesota. Being that they have 4 picks, they're trying to collect as many as possible. But, yeah, I don't see the Vikings making a pick at 24.
This next one is just for you, Rico. I just want to know if this makes you happy or not. Because, of course, yes, every team looks to see what their options are, trading up or trading down. With the 49ers, it is expected that they stick and pick a big man, an edge rusher. That make you happy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would prefer edge rusher, but if you tell me that they took an offensive tackle, okay. Just, you know, you can't go with a cutesy pick. You have to either find Trent's replacement or you got to get Bosa some help.
It's So Walter Nolan is a name that we've talked about in the draft. We've seen in mock drafts. He's been all over the place. A latest mock draft from Matt Miller from ESPN had him at number 32. Well, there's a report here. Walter Nolan is a red-hot riser in this draft and could go number 8 to the Panthers.
I mean, the Panthers are crackheads, so yeah. Nothing would surprise me. Look, Nolan's got all the pedigree in the world, David. He was the number 1 overall recruit coming out of high school. He was the number 1 player in the portal, 5-star guy. He's got all the tools, all the measurables. I think it just depends on what your scheme is and what do you want out of that D-tackle position. You want disruption or you want a space eater? Yeah. Nolan's he's going to wreak havoc. It just depends. Do you believe in him? Because the production never seemed to totally be there.
No, it's just funny, Mike, because outside the top 3 picks, this is one draft where you could put the other 29 picks in a hat, shuffle it up, and just start randomly selecting things. And you'd be like, oh, okay, I could see that.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, it fits.
Yeah, certain things make sense in a draft for the teams, but does this make sense for this team? Cowboys are targeting a wide receiver with the 12th pick, yes. Matthew Golden or Tet McMillan.
Yes, okay. Because it's CD and nothing. It's eroded to nothing. You're paying your quarterback $1 billion.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I'm not look, if you forced me to choose, I would take McMillan. The size, the physicality. Golden, he's a nice player, but it's I need more from a wide receiver than just that straight line speed. But look, yes, it makes sense. They got to reinvest. They're stuck.
Next up here, I want to know what you would choose. If you were running, I know, don't laugh when I say this, Mike. If you were running the Jets.
Yeah.
I have 3 names for you here that is being reported to them. Who would you take? It is Kelvin Banks Jr., Ahmad Mimbo, or Tyler Warren.
The 2 offensive linemen. I'm Aaron Glennon. You're one of my culture, not drafting a trinket. I want to give Justin Fields the best ability I can to stay upright, process. We want to hammer the football. We got Braylon Allen and Breece Hall. I take whichever tackle my personnel people like better. That's me.
Yeah, because even if Fields doesn't work out, you have the line set up for the next quarterback that you draft, and you're not just sending them out to the Wolves.
Is it wrong? Like, am I too old school, guys, where I look at, like, when you go to a franchise, if the quarterback's not the first pick you're making, you want a foundational player. Mm-hmm. You want that tackle, that DN, that you just the cornerstone players.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just living in 1985?
No. I mean, I'm right there with you. Yeah, you want to have your line already set up so that if you drop, because now rookie quarterbacks play. It used to be, Mike, back in the day, they sat for a year. They pretty much redshirted a year or two. Now they play. You don't want them running for their lives. You want them to have success. The best way to do that is be able to pass block for them. It's why I don't understand what's going on in Houston.
Yeah, offensive line. You need offensive line. Yes, you definitely do. So I have 3 players here, guys. We'll close it out with this. 3 players. I want you to tell me now, if they go in the first round, where they might go if they go in the first round, what happens with these guys? First name, Will Johnson.
Will Johnson, David, I could see Will Johnson maybe going to Green Bay. I think he, because of what's going on with the injury and no one really knows, I think he's probably going to slide into the 20s.
So that's 23 to Green Bay. Mike?
I have no idea with Will Johnson.
Yeah, okay.
It's a guy that was a top 10 pick. Now you're seeing him as low as 28 to the Lions with Peter Schrager's whacked out mock draft. David, it all depends on how much of it is the injury, how much of it was a business decision, what feel do you got for the kid? I don't know what to say there.
Next name, James Pierce.
Good luck. I honestly, no one came out of the combine with a worse report about the character, yet a more impressive report about the physical run to 4.47 40-yard dash. Risk it for biscuit. You got to have an organization that's got risk tolerance and feels like they got the locker room to bring the best out of this kid. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go in the first round.
2 words, he'll go pick 32, Philadelphia Eagles.
And then the last one is Shedeur Sanders.
Will not go in the first round.
Okay.
Why? It's chicken soup for the soul. I need him to be a second round pick.
late first round pick. I think Cleveland or New York moves up to get him. More so Cleveland reuniting him with Travis Hunter.
The season ticket trade.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
So no intro music for Shedeur Sanders tonight. Oh,
that's great. That's my hope.
Well, he's not there. So
that also tells you a lot.
Yeah, because he was on the list to attend, but he's changed his mind.
They passed him the note. Not interested.
Yeah, you may be, a camera will be on you for a few hours. So, yeah, don't do anything stupid.
That is in football today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So, a little bit of draft talk. We'll get back into the Pistons a little later. And obviously, with the Lions at 28, you guys know how I am about this. A, I've come to the conclusion I'm just rolling with whatever Holmes wants to do with the draft. Brad Holmes drafting, I got no qualms. His approach to free agency and, you know, outside help, well, that's where my issues come in. Not relevant to this. But here's my question. All right. For months and 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 months, maybe years and years, everyone has said we must draft an edge rusher. We got to draft an edge rusher. You know what they haven't done? Drafted an edge rusher. So in an effort to figure out the unsolvable mystery. You almost could use the music from that show in the 90s, Unsolved Mysteries. Like, tell me if I am out of my mind, Rico, David, or you, the callers. Because you want an edge rusher, Brad's not giving you one. Right off the rip. Mm-hmm. Not happening.
Yep. That's how it normally works.
They took a corner in round one and two last year, plus signed DJ Reed. They ain't taking a corner. Agreed? They just made Kirby Joseph the highest paid safety in the galaxy. You're not taking safety. Right? Work with me. Okay. Go to the offensive side of the ball. You got your quarterback. All jokes aside about Brad cooking and doing whatever he wants, you have two running backs. You're not taking a running back. We also know you're not taking a tackle. Now, tight end, no. Wide receiver, there's been rumblings. You spent a lot of time with Matthew Golden. But I'm getting to the point here. I think I've zeroed in on Brad Holmes is going to draft IBG. Interior big guy, either center guard on offense or a defensive tackle on defense. Now, before everyone flips out, just hear me on this. Aleem McNeil's not going to play till Thanksgiving. And I know Lions media tried to turn Pete Lopez into a Hall of Famer. Let's get serious about this. Onzarike's on a one-year deal. DJ Reader may be on one leg. Aleem ain't playing till Thanksgiving. And shout out to Lord Lopez. That's just a guy. The reality is you do need reinforcements on the interior of your D-line. That is actually a need because even with Aleem McNeil, do you know what Aleem could use next to him? A space eater, an occupier, a guy that can take on the double team, almost a Jordan Davis type guy. That would be a Kenneth Grant. On offense, Mahogany's going to be a starting guard. It's the best draft pick you made last year. Steal in the sixth round. The kid played great in limited time. Mahogany's going to play a guard spot. But you let Zeitler go. Glasgow stinks. Ragnow might be on his last year.
Right.
So then you look interior O-line. Now, what the hell's what's this guy's name? Star Glubin?
Gray Zabel.
The point is
Star Zubin.
A guy like that has played center, guard, and tackle. Have I seen him play? No. I am a loser, but I'm not a big enough loser to watch North Dakota State football. The point is...
You haven't watched him since Trey Lance?
I have not. No, I did. I watched him against Colorado. So I guess I did watch Zlane Glaben. I watched him.
Okay.
I just didn't realize
Steve
I watched
Sable.
Him. Right. Guys, am I warm at all? Am I getting warmer? Is it plausible? Maybe a Donovan Jackson from Ohio State. Tykeel Williams or whatever, the defensive tackle. Or am I just as far off base as I could be, trying to figure out the Lions at 28?
No, I think even if a Derek Harmon is sitting there, maybe they go that route. But no, I agree with you. It's not going to be that flashy position where you're going to run out and buy their jersey. You're going to be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. No, it makes sense what you're saying, Mike, but that's what scares me because it makes sense. So that's when you realize the Lions went up and they traded up to get Colton Loveland. All right.
David, go ahead. Am I selling you this pen or you're like, Mike, forget it. You got no shot of figuring out what Holmes is doing.
Rico just nailed it, man. You're right, because it makes sense. It's not going to happen. Yes, they should keep drafting big men, whether it's offensive line or defensive line, because you always need that. Right now, I don't even know who's playing the second guard position. I don't know that right now. So you need a big man on the offensive line. You need rotation depth on the defensive line, but it makes too much sense. They're going to go flashy, and they're going to do whatever. Brad Holmes will do whatever he wants.
What if he does the unthinkable and just does what we've been asking for years and they do take an edge?
Oh, my.
I almost wouldn't know how to react.
Yeah, I couldn't see that happening. I
would think something's wrong in the room. Maybe they got too much oxygen or something. That's what I would think.
David, here's what I would think. Wait for it. He's going to get moved. They drafted somebody in order to trade him to somebody else.
So let me ask this question to both of you and the listener. Pete Traeger had his mock draft. Now, again, I don't think any of these mock drafts are worth the paper they're written on. But at 28, he had the Detroit Lions taking Will Johnson. Now, to me, that would be the height of stupidity. You paid DJ Reed, you have Amik Robertson, and you have a pair of guys who, at least from a common sense perspective, will take a nice leap from year one to two in Terrion Arnold and Ennis Rakestra, right? You have corners. Here's my question. The way this fan base operates with Brad, and I just got done saying, look, I just trust his drafts. He does a good job. Would you be able to somehow absolve any criticism and go, well, I guess he knows what he's doing? I was shocked to see a corner mocked to the Lions. That's just, where do you even get that from?
I think it was a little bit of laziness. You know, he's Michigan guy, so hometown kid. And if you do take Will Johnson, it screams that you made a mistake with Rakestra and he's not going to turn into anything, because that seems a little bit of desperation. Because if you read what Traeger had to write, he was like, well, you know, he'll go up opposite of Terrion Arnold. It's like they have so many other corners that they brought in other than that. It was almost as if, and I'm shocked because Traeger knows a lot. And it's like, Traeger, they got a lot of corners. They're not hurting for corners whatsoever. So to take Will Johnson means that, in my opinion, Rakestra was a mistake. That's what the Lions would be telling you.
David, I want to get some ticket text from you. I just wanted to bring up my possible idea on interior big person. Like, not a lot, because I think Brad is more than willing to build depth. I don't think he's out here drafting starters. He's not going to give in to whatever pressures and needs the fans have. Not happening. I won't be shocked if he takes a wide receiver. I wouldn't. In no way would I be shocked. Nothing shocks me anymore.
I think the only thing that would shock me if they took Shedeur Sanders. Now
okay.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, okay, now you win.
But other than that, any other position is like, okay, well, yeah, Brad's cooking. He knows something.
David, what do you got? Ticket text.
This is from Terrell at work. He says, although I love what Brad has done with this team, I've never fully bought into Holmes because I've always felt he doesn't value the pass rush. And it's literally cost us a Super Bowl appearance. Draft back-to-back pass rushers if I'm the GM.
But you're not.
Hmm.
I love where your head's at, but look, man, here's the other thing. The reason you can't go out in general and do this Trey Hendrickson type stuff, look what you did today. 4 years and $86 million to Kirby Joseph, who's already signed this year. And if you didn't want to franchise him at the end of the year, you put the transition tag on him. What does it mean? Kirby, go shop your deal. And no matter what someone offers you, we get a chance to match it. And if the price is right, we'll keep you. And if the price isn't, you're gone. And instead, you made him the highest paid safety in the history of the league at damn near $22 million a year. Like, you're right. Look at the top 10 paid safeties in the sport. One thing in common, ain't none of them in the Super Bowl. It's not a position I'm spending $17, $19, $21 million on. Kirby's a hell of a good player. I'm not doing it. Not where I don't have. Look, they have holes up front. Aiden coming back is obviously going to help. Duh. But Aleem McNeil's dead till the turkey is served. And you still don't have an edge on the opposite side anyone cares about. Marcus Davenport, he might get hurt making popcorn tonight. I'm with you, Texter, but I don't have any anger anymore because I just know they're not changing. Doesn't matter what my dumb ass says.
Mike is right. On interior big guy, Tyleek Williams or Zabel would be solid. I would love either of those at 28. I agree with you, Mike, but it's not just because it's a need. I feel like there's a glut of guys that meet the interior big guy profile at the back half of the first round. That is from Tom.
It's a very, very deep draft at those two positions. There's a lot of talent there. Mm-hmm. Look, I would love to see him move up and get a Kenneth Grant. No illusions about disruption. Just a guy that's going to command a double team. A guy that we are not letting you run the football. And in the absence of Aleem McNeil, and it could be 8, 10, 12 weeks, there's a value in that, big time.
Right. But the beauty of it is you don't know who's going to fall because a lot of the guys who, these are top 10, top 15 picks, will be sitting there like, wait, what do you mean?
Yep.
You got your choice between Harmon and Nolan, and yeah, you do. So I'm with you. It makes perfect sense, and that's what scares me the most.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to people. We got a football today coming up at 4:45. A couple of Pistons notes for you as well. Odyssey.com rewind, you missed anything. Yes, we talked Kirby Joseph. We handled that earlier in the day. We have gotten into where your attention is tonight. Pistons or the draft? Kind of what's the split for me? I'm 90-10 Pistons. I'm excited for the game. I can't wait to see what the environment is like. If they don't do Final Countdown, they should just close the arena. But it's also, there's an opportunity here. I mean, it's just, like, look, all this talk, you just heard Luke Sloan's update with the officiating, all that stuff. Man, put that to the side. I'm so officiated out as it pertains to the NBA. Rika, if I asked you tonight, either team, looking at the game, I need an X factor for the game. Who is that player? Now, take a minute and think about it. I'll get David involved. I'll give you mine. It could be either team. It is what singular player is the X factor in tonight's game. Yes, you could say the crowd will play a role, but I want to keep it to players. Like, for me, the X factor is Karl-Anthony Towns. It's very simple. If Cat is who he is, which is 25 and 14 a night. A guy that's deadly shooting threes. He's not shooting them this series. They're not even attempting to use him in pick and pop or anything of that nature. But early on, post-ups, involvement, energy. I thought his defensive effort was bleep poor in game two. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns, you're an all-NBA guy, act like it. I think if he performs, it's going to force the Pistons to do some different things. If he doesn't, it'll end up just being Brunson ball. Like, when I ask for an X factor, does anything come to mind tonight?
Yeah, Tobias Harris. I think if you can get the same Tobias that you got, where he can get you a double-double, he can post up, he can get some defense going, Tobias, because now it's not the Cade show. Now it's not Cade trying to carry this team. Somebody else is contributing offensively. And I do think that Tobias, can add that little bit of leadership. Been in the playoffs before, can settle things down. I'm going Tobias.
22 in the first half of game one, 15 and 13 in game two. So Tobias for you. And again, David, anything jump out tonight? That X factor that decides it? Please don't say officiating. I know. I already know.
Here's the thing. Call it both ways like you did in game two. I'm okay because you got to adapt.
Yeah, let them be physical. I don't care.
So if I just don't want to see it one way where one team is clearly favored over the other. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
I was going to say Malik Beasley. He was 1-for-8 from three in game two. If he hits those shots, most of them he was open for. If he hits those shots, they could be a different game there. So I'm going to say Malik Beasley.
See, David, it's funny because I thought Beasley, but to me, he's the cherry on top. Because if Tobias does what he does and Cade does what he does and you play the defense and you frustrate the Knicks, Beasley knocking down threes means you win in a boat race.
Look, everything with the Knicks, though, this is what's laughable. I thank God every day I'm not a Knicks fan. Move the ball. Like, Jalen Brunson, late shot clock, I understand. You're a great shot maker, shot taker. Move the ball. There are open people out there, and they're just not moving the ball. And it's like, what's the point of having the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth best guys in the series if you're not going to use them? Mm-hmm. You know, again, Mikal Bridges missed a wide-open look late to tie the game. But on the other side of the floor, the sloppiness. We had talked to a Knicks fan earlier in the day. I mean, Jalen Brunson, man, what are you doing? You're dropping the switch. And Schroeder gets an open three, and he's like, all right, I'm taking it. These are things you work on in training camp, man. That's October basketball. In the playoffs, as a team captain, as a seasoned vet, those little things, the Pistons are more detail-oriented through two games. Mm-hmm. Those details matter. So that's, again, not a player, but like mental focus. I give so much credit to Bickerstaff and this young team. They have stayed in the moment with their assignment.
What do you make of the fact it looks as if the line has crossed the Bifrost again and the Knicks are now -1.5 tonight?
They're playing Final Countdown and the Pistons are winning. Leave me alone.
Okay.
No, Rico, I don't know. Now, that's weird. That is a bing bong. Right. It's both. I don't know. That's actually the technical term in Las Vegas. It's called a bing bong.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Right. I don't know. Now I don't know, but they're going to play Final Countdown, and Ben Wallace is going to be dropped from the ceiling on a guy wire, and he's going to have a sledgehammer, and it's all going to work out for the people. Look, these poor bastards have been put through hell and back the last 15 years. Can these people enjoy one home game? No matter what happens the rest of the season, please. It's 80 degrees. It's sunny. People are amped. We've got Eldon Campbell jerseys out here. Come on.
Brother, here's the thing. The Pistons have pretty much dominated this series. I think they've been winning like 91 or 92 minutes so far. If you come to the LCA and you start the game the way you did in the Garden, there will be no comeback for the Knicks. You won't have the crowd to hype you up. You won't have the crowd to encourage you. That crowd will be burying you. They will be out there with pickaxes and shovels to put you away. So I'm with you. You just got to go out and start the way you've done in game one and game two. And end this thing early for the Knicks.
That's where I wonder early on, does Thibodeau, is part of the focus, look, survive the first 5 minutes, post touches for Cat. We're gonna play this the right way to just get into the game. Because I'm with you. You go out there and you do some of the YOLO ball and the shots aren't falling, that place is going to be a snake pit. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Cat plays no role. I have no idea anymore. I don't know how Tom Thibodeau, with that pork chop haircut, could sit there and allow that guy not to shoot the ball the last 18 minutes.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Didn't understand that at all.
Insane behavior. So that, to me, is the X factor tonight. David, couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the football today. We're kind of bing-bonging between draft and Pistons.
Yeah, but I just saw that the line had moved. I'm like,
Bifrost.
Huh.
I don't know. I think the line stinks to high hell anyways. You're a Knicks fan. You shouldn't feel good tonight. David?
Paul Reed's defense is the X factor tonight. Someone else?
In all 6 minutes he plays?
Yeah, no.
You people are nuts. Go ahead.
Auser is my X factor. If he can stay out of foul trouble against Brunson, it will help.
But hold on. I'm actually okay with Thompson using his six fouls because his level of physicality, the level of aggression he's showing on the perimeter, mm-hmm. Hey, if he's got to be the sacrificial lamb, I think he's going to take from his assignment enough.
But can he be a little less Tayshaun Prince? And just, you know what? It was a foul.
Well, no. When you get drafted by the Pistons, this is what you turn into.
That's every
who,
NBA,
me?
That's every NBA player.
Review that. And I'm sitting there like, you're going to lose this timeout. Don't do it. Don't do it. And
who, me?
Review that one. Okay.
But every NBA player wants it reviewed.
You're right. But at this point is when Baker said, no, you fouled him. We're going to move on. You
punch a guy in the face and say, nope, review it. I didn't do it. What? Like, what?
Yeah, his face just got in the way of my fist.
Exactly.
Your peanut butter's in my chocolate.
Let's get a draft blitz coming up next. Kind of keep the momentum going here as we lead you up to Pistons basketball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.